Siman Shin Tzadi Zayin, Sif Tezayin. If someone fills up water from a barshal hefker, from a well that's hefker, for the purpose of his friend, so the tchum that the water gets, the tchum of the person is filling up the water, even though he's doing it for his friend. The Mishnah explains that even though we pass on Agbiya Mitzil Chavera, someone picks up something of hefker for his friend, it goes to the friend, and the friend is Kaina, Kana Chavera. That's only because Migul Zach Navshe, Zach Namel Chavera. Since you could have kept for yourself, it could also be Zeichna for your friend. So your friend's only getting it through the fact that you can be zeicha for yourself. And therefore, it gets a tchum of the person who's picking it up, because it only goes to the friend through him. And the Shabbos says, look in the Be'er Lacha, it brings that many places come arguing this, and they hold that since it belongs to the friend, and you're doing it for the friend, it gets a tchum of the friend. The Shabbos says that if the bar, the Be'er, the bar, the well, was not hefker, rather belonged to Shat from Reuven and Shimon. Reuven fills up some water for Shimon. Then even the Shulchan Aruch agrees that it goes by the tchum of Shimon. Because when you're filling it up for Shimon, you're not being zeichen it through you and passing it on to him, but rather, you're taking some of Shimon's half of the water and bringing it to Shimon. You're just doing it on his behalf, taking care of him. But the Rabbani passing Yesh Bera, and it's not going through you, it's going straight to him. Siv Yud Zayin. Somebody had pears of fruit, or could be any item really, as it be caught in a different city far away. And people from that city, they made Erev Tchumen, and that allows them to come to you. Mechaber says they cannot bring your fruits to you, because your fruits have your tchum, does not have their tchum. We're talking about that they made an erev to come to you, but you did not make erev tchum towards them. So they cannot bring your fruit because you are not connected to them. Now the Mechaber says, when is this true? Only if it has a Karen Zov, a special part in their house where it's specially kept. But if it doesn't have a special place in their house that it's kept, it's mixed with their stuff, so then it gets their tchum. It's mixed with their stuff, it goes by them, it has their tchum. The Mishnah Berurah says also, that if they're Makabah Shmir on it, then certainly has their tchum. If it was Yichud Karen Zavah, it's talking about a case they did not take on Shmir, they did not take a Christ for it, it just happens to be stored by them with no responsibility on their part. So then if it has their own Karen Zavah, it's considered that's your Karen Zavah over there and goes by your tchum, not by theirs. Mishnah Berurah says that if it was pre-planned before Yom Tov, these fruits are going to be brought to you, then it goes by your tchum because it's pre-planned it was going to come to you, it has your din and your tchum. Sifrit Ches, the Makabah says, someone invites guests to eat by him a Suda on Yom Tov, they cannot take the food, the portions with them to a place where the Baal Suda, where the host would not be allowed to go. Let's say they made Erev Tchum and he didn't, or vice versa. Unless Mizaka them for Yom Tov by Adi Acher, has someone not from his household pick up this food and be Zeichar on their behalf. Rather, it's considered still, if he did not do Zechia Adi Acher Yom Tov, it's considered his food that they're allowed to eat, but to take it out of his Tchum, they cannot carry it, they cannot take it out of his Tchum. The Mishnah Berurah says, even if you invite them before Yom Tov, as long as not do Zechia Adi Acher on their behalf for Yom Tov, it's considered in his Rishus, and it's kind of shvisa by him and not by them, and therefore they cannot take it out of the tchum of the Baal Suda of the host. Siman Shin Tzadi Ches. The next siman deals with the actual practical, how we do the medidas, how we measure the Alpai Ma'am, the 2,000 Amma of Tchum Shabbos, Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says somebody comes to measure 2,000 Amma of Tchum Shabbos, Tchum of the ear of a city. We said usually you start off in an area that's 4 Amma by 4 Amma, and 2,000 Amma come thereafter. If you start off in a halachic ear, halachic city, which we see eventually in the siman, what takes to be considered a halachic city, halachic ear, they get 2,000 amas north, south, east, and west from the city. But first, we square off the city. So the Mechaber says that the city was a square, or was a rectangle, or was like a diamond shape. Even if the four sides of it is like a diamond, it's not north, south, east, west, but it's like northeast, southeast, southwest, northwest. Since the city has four sides, four equal sides, so you leave it the way it is, and you count 2,000 amas in the four directions from the four sides of the city. Even though it's not going to be 2,000 north, 2,000 south, 2,000 east, 2,000 west. It's going to go by the shape of the city, which if it's like a diamond shape, it'll be 2,000 northeast, and then northwest, southwest, southeast, etc. That's how we measure. We take the square of the rectangle it is, we work off of that. We don't square it off in any which way in order to have north, south, east, and west be equal. Rather, we follow the natural shape of the city. Which the Berurah says only if it's a proper square. If it's not a proper square, let's say one side is longer than the other, so it ends up being like a pentagon or some sort of a triangle or something like that, this halacha does not apply. Only by natural square, rectangle, or diamond, we follow the natural shape of the city and we go 2,000 amas each direction based on the four sides that the city naturally has.